The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chagigah Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara shares with us the tragic episode, Tana Rabbanon. Arba, Nichnasu Beparadis Velo, and Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Achev, Rabbi Kiva. Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, met an unfortunate end. Rabbi Kiva was Yotze B'Sholem, Nichnas B'Sholem. And Achev was Hitzitzbo, V'Nifka. Volo Vakos, Voyve Dvash, Matzos, Echol, Deyecho, Pendas B'Enu, V'Echi Yosui. Achev was on a tremendous Madrega. The Gemara calls it Kitzitz B'Netiois. What does it mean, Kitzitz B'Netiois? The Ramban explains to us, at the beginning of Sefer Bereshis, that a person can, it's a mashal, the borrowed term, a person can see the plant, so to speak, see the plant without seeing the shayrish. A person can cut off the top of a plant that sticks out of the ground and he doesn't realize that there's a tree, there's a shayrish, so all he sees is the fruit. A person can see the wonderful depths of the world that the Rabban Shalom's created, and he can come to a madrega where he's so focused on seeing the Bria and the flow in front of him that he totally disconnects from the fact that there's a Bore. He connects so well with the depths of Chochmah that are inherent in the Nivra that he forgets, he's disconnected from the fact there's a Bore, which is the Choli that many scientists have, Bismanazah, that when one is connected with the reality, the tremendous and vast amount of nuclear physics and other Chochmahs, they totally disconnect from the fact that there's a Bore. That disconnection, Avraham Avinu says, Su enecha mar murein mi bara elo. Avraham Avinu looked at the world and he was able to see the bari. Avraham Avinu matzosa neman lefonecha, matzosa levove neman lefonecha. When a person has a lave neman, when a person has a lave that's pure, without negis, one sees the nivroim bishleimus, and one is muchrak to see the bari. The famous story with the Goyin told his Talmud, Mendel Shklover, that Aristotle, the great Chochmah, the Rambam says was one madrega lower in Chochmah than a Novi, and the Goyim said that he was a Koifer, and that he was a Yodeis Bari Mechav Limrod Bo. He told, remember, Shklovis Talmud, that Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol, who Aristotle met with, was able to bring down all the workings of the Galgalim, all the workings, the inner workings of the Bria, on a table. He was able to bring down, whatever that means, to show him the inner workings of the Bria, and he certainly did in an effort to convince him. And Aristotle saw, didn't want to recognize, because he didn't want to see that there was a Bore behind the Nevroim, and he remained a Koifer. Acher was able to see the wondrous workings of Maisa Merkava, and because he wasn't Matzosa, he was not Matzosa Lavove Nemel Fanecha. The Gemara tells us a story where Acher's father, Yerushalmi tells us a story, where Acher's father was guilty of a madrega of Shaloi Lishmo in giving Acher over to Talmud Torah. It says that he saw the Kovet Chachomim. Chachomim was speaking and learning, and a fire came and surrounded them. Smeichim Advarim Knis Nasim Asini. He said, Cain, if that's the glory of a Lomit Torah, then I'll give my son to Talmud Torah. There was a slight undertone of a looking for Kovet. It wasn't Kul L'Shem Shemayim. The Sheirish of Acher was, to a certain extent, Nifka, was not Matzos Lavov in Emel Fanecha, and that's how he went off the Derech. I think Gemara talks about over here the fact that he was able to be Mechal Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara tells us by us in the Sugi, Rabbi Yochanan said, Echor Hoyo Bonu, that left. You understand that Acher wasn't the only person that became an Apikurus in the history of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan is explaining, Echor Hoyo Bonu, in all the Derech, in the whole chain of transmission of Chachmei HaTorah, of Miseris and Shalshelas Torah Shebaal Peh, there's one link missing. There's one, and that means that it's not just that Acher went missing as a Yochid. Acher went missing as an integral link in Torah Shebaal Peh. Ad Hayoyim, we're missing the link in our Miseris, Torah Shebaal Peh, which is called Acher. Like the Gemara says that a person should be Mayrich Be'echod in Krishma, in order to be Mechavin, the Yichud Shmo Yisbarach Echod, that all the Chalokim of the Bria, the Olam HaGashmi, the Olam HaRuchni, the Olam HaElyon, the Olam HaTachton, the Mayim HaElyonim, the Mayim HaTachtonim, Midas HaDin, Midas HaChesed, Adam Rishon Koyd Mechet, Adam Rishon Achachet, it's all one process, it's all one Rotzna Bari that combines, connects, and influences everything. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Echod, and the Gemara says that the reason why in the Sefer Torah, when we write Echod, we write it with a big Dalet, is that it shouldn't be Acher. The Gemara is being meramez to the Metzius of Acher. There's an ability, Rechman Son, the person, to not be pure, Kuloi Rein, Mi Bifnim. The Gemara talks about different Sibis. Why? What happened to Acher? The Gemara talks in Kedushin Daflam Tes. Acher saw Midas Hadin, saw Hester upon him in its starkest form. He saw, the Gemara says, Rechman Son, he saw the tongue of Chutzpis HaMetugmim, one of the Heligat Tanoim, one of the Asar Arugim Malchus, being dragged around in the dust after his head was chopped off. He saw with the Gemara, with the Torah says, the mitzvah of Shluch HaKan, he saw his son climb up to listen to his father, also a mitzvah, it says, and he fell out of the tree and he died to get a nest. He was being icing in the mitzvah of Kibbut Avoim and Shluch HaKan, and he fell out. The Nisyonis that he saw, the door of Shmad that he saw, he was in the door of Churban Beitar, where Yidden were killed in the thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, Akdusha Shmo Yizbarach, and he lost his sanity, he lost his sense of Echod. And the Mela, that's what happened to him. He was not Levovo Neman Lefonecho. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, the Gemara describes Rabbi Kiva as before he was killed, Kedusha Shmo Yizbarach B'Sof Yomav, he was Marich Be'echod. Rabbi Kiva was Kuloi Dovuk in the Bechin of Echod. He was able to see the different Chalokim and the Bria fitting together as one. This is the tragic episode of Acher. We might add, the Gemara says that he was warned, mysterious, that when he reaches Amud Shel Shayish, when he reaches a pillar of Shayish of marble, he shouldn't say Mayim Mayim. And the Goyin explains, well, what's this pillar of Shayish? What's Mayim? What's another Mayim? What does this all mean? Shayish represents, like the Gemara says, Osta Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahanchil. Shayo Lom is Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik. The reality, Shay is the same Oasis as Yesh. Reality, real reality, being plugged into the Metzius of the Rebbeinu Shlom, Yichud Shmoy, of living one's life to bring Kvod Shemayim into this world is called Yesh. It's called reality. Everything else is not reality, is the opposite of it. The only reality is the Rebbeinu Shlom. The only reality of one's life is living his life to bring the Rebbeinu Shlom to this world. That's what we're here for. Is the reality of Yesh is a double reality, because in Aseres HaDibrois there's 310 letters on the side, on the right side, which is Keneged Teresh Shebichsav. I'm sorry, Keneged Benon Lamokim, Anoichi, and so on. There's 310 letters on the second side, which is Keneged Benon Lachaver. If a person can make a disconnect between the two, then he's been mafrid in 310 plus 310, 620. Oisir is Keser, the ultimate Keser, that we give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, V'yitnu Lecha Keser Melucha, like we sing on the Yom Neroim Davni, the ultimate is Galus of Kvod Malchusi, is the V'yitnu Lecha Keser Melucha, is the connection, is the total reality that's achieved when one lives his life, Benam Lachaveh, Benam Lamachum, everything for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When one disconnects the two, what he's done is he's saying that there are different Tchumim in this world. It's a world of Acher, not a world of Echod. So when he gets upstairs, when Acher was warned, when he reaches a level of perception where he sees the Amud Shel Shayish, where he sees the world of where that Yesh Shin Yud with Yud Shin, where they connect, he shouldn't say Mayim Mayim. The disconnect between Elam Hazeh and Elam Haboh, the disconnect between Ruchnis and Gashmis, is called the separation of Mayim Olyon and Mayim Tachtoinim. Where it says, tells us that the Mayim Tachtoinim was Bocho, that it was separated from the Mayim Olyonim. He gets back his char b'nisuch hamayim, and that's why the Sukkis is the ultimate days of his galus, days that have a mirror, have a sense of simcha, that mirror lost at Lovay, because that's when the Mayim Olyonim and Mayim Tachtonim are joined together after Tshuva of Yom Kippur. That's the sugya of nisuch hamayim, of simcha's base hasheva, the end of sukkah. In that vein, we understand that if he would say mayim mayim, what he would be doing is he'd be seeing the two realities as two realities. If he says mayim mayim, what it's not saying, it means perception. That perception would destroy his ability to internalize the chokhmah that he was seeing, would turn him away, it would be koitzis benetis. And that's talking what happened by Acher. As we said, Rebbe Kiva was Mayruch Be'echot, Rebbe Kiva was Oila on that Nisoyin. We'll add one more point. The Nichnas Bepardes, which we'll describe in the next year, there are four Kalokim of Torah, Pshat, Remes, Soidrush, it's called the Pardes, the world of deeper existence, which is Maisim Merkava, is called Pardes. The Gematria of Pardes, together with the Kailul, is the Gematria of Moshe, which means that there is an outer Pardes, a person can see the trees, he can be Kaitz Minatias or Chman Ulfon. If he perceives the Echod, the inherent unity in everything, he perceives the deeper understanding of this beautiful paradise that he was nichnas into. A person goes into a world of chokhmah. A person studies a field of with tremendous amount of insight, wisdom, knowledge. If he sees only the chitzonis and he sees a world of disconnect with the rabbinical. A person studies psychology, studies the workings of the human mind, which is a tremendous amount of chokhmah, but he disconnects from the boire that created that mind. That's called hissing the chitzonis. When he sees it with the koil, when he sees paradis with the koil, which is the unifying factor that combines, connects, and gives meaning to everything, then he's seeing Moshe Rabbeinu. He's seeing that which connects Klal Yisrael with the Rabban Shalom. The Gemara tells us in this sugya, as regards to Acher, that his Talmud Reb Meir kept up with him, was mekabel Torah with him, he would follow him even as he was being Mechal Shabbos in order to ask him Shilas to be Mechal Torah. The common folk were upset with him, the Gemara says, but Reb Meir was Maksud B'Shaloi. The Gemara says, uses the lashon that Reb Meir said, even though the Gemara says that one can only learn Torah from Harav Adem L'Malach Elikim Tzvokas, Reb Meir was able to, he says, Kibel Mimenu Kirimoin, which means that he ate the Pnimius, he ate, so to speak, the fruit of the Rimoin, and he threw away the Klippa, and he threw away the outside. As we're saying, Acher was Dovuk in the Acher, in the disunity, in the Chitzonius of what he saw, of the spiritual Chokhmah that he was Mizdavik in. He didn't come to a Madrega of the Echor of the Pnimius. It's possible one could find the Remes, and find this in Svarim, that the reason why the Rimoin is the symbol in this Nusach of Reb Meir for a world which has chitzonius and pnimius, is the Chazal used the lashon that we eat from a rimoin. Rishay Yisrael malei mitzvahs kerimoin. That's why we eat the rimoin on Rosh Hashanah, because it's malei mitzvahs that we should be marbas chuyos. But the Gemara actually uses the lashon of Rishay Yisrael malei mitzvahs kerimoin. Vektach apash l'shayla. The question is asked: why they Rishay Yisrael? If they're malei mitzvahs kerimoin, why they Rishay Yisrael? And Reb David Provarsky, Zatzal, the Roshiva of Panovich, says in the name of the Bali Musa, says a penetrating insight. He says that a person can do mitzvahs the whole day. He gets up in the morning, he davens, puts on tefillin, gives tzedakah, goes to work, he makes a bracha, kisses the mezuzah, comes home, learns with his kids, goes to Mayim, goes to a shir. It's all chitzonius, because the person is not living in a world of avoid, in a world of aliyah, in a world of dveikas b'shem. He's living in a world of Madison Avenue. He's living in whatever world he gets his chiyus panimi from, whichever world his thoughts are dovuk in. And outwardly, he's going through the motions. And Rishi Yisrael over here doesn't mean people that throw off the Oil Torah. They're not Rishi Yisrael. They're not living as Yisrael. Rishi Yisrael refer to people that are living the lives of Erel Chiyin, but they're not being dovuk. And it's really a message for all of us. They're not dovuk in Aliyah Ruchnis on a premiistic level. They don't have a mahaluch in Avodas Hashem. They're not living their life with a definitiveness on growing as Avdei Hashem, growing in Torah, growing in Yerushalayim, growing in Ben Adam L'Chaver, growing in Midas Tovos. If one doesn't live that way, he could be Mole Mitzvahs, he could be Kerimoin. The mitzvahs are chitzonius. One lives life as one chain, one hemshich of growth, of avoid, one sense of stability, that his mitzius is ano avda de kutsha berichu, that's the pnimius. Reb Meir saw in Acher that Acher was mizdavik in chitzonius. There was plenty of chokhmah there. There was mole mitzvahs. There was a lot of chokhmah that Acher had to share with him. But Acher himself, on an individual level, was doubling the chitzonius. Reb Meir said, I threw out the chitzonius and I kept the pnimius. There's also a remez, if we want to find remez from Sisrei Torah. The seven minim, the shivas haminim, are connected the midos of chesed, gvura, teferes, hoid, netzach, hoid, yisoid, and malchus, the Ramami Pano tells us. Make the cheshem, the fifth is the rimoin. The Rimon is connected Hoyd. Hoyd, the fifth, is also connected the fifth of the 1,000 years. This world is 6,000 years plus another 1,000 for Yemos HaMashiach, which is Malchus. The fifth is the millennium, which is Kuloyin Golos. The fourth, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed at the end of the fourth millennium, the year 3828. We're in the sixth. And Yemos HaShem, before the end of the sixth, Mashiach should come. But the fifth is Kol Hayoim, as the Pasuk says. Kol Hayoim. Azed Dovel Libenu. Dovel Ba'isi is Hoyd. Kol Hayoim Dovel Kuloy. That means that the whole mid of the whole 5,000 years is Kuloy Bechina of Choshech, Kuloy Bechina of Chitzonius. And that's why the Rimon is the Mesamel of a world which is Kuloy. Pnimius. It's 1,000 years. That was Kuloy Tzadikim, Kuloy Rishonim, Kuloy Achronim. Kulay Kedosh Elyon, the Amiroyim lived in the 5,000 years, but it's Kulay Choshech because there was no Beis HaMikdash. It's a whole millennium of darkness. So there's a Chitzonius of darkness with a Pnimius of light. There's a Pnimius of Ruchnius, there's a Pnimius of Torah, the Pnimius of Kedosh and Tzadik Elyon. But the Chitzonius is Kulay Choshech, that's the Remez to Acher. Acher found a world where he was able to ignore the Pnimius, ignore the Echot, and he was Dovik in the Acher. We find in the Remeir's ability to plumb the depths and go beyond the Chitzonius, the Gemara says, interesting, the Gemara says, Sefer Torah Shul Remeir, the pasuk that says, in Parshas Bereishis, that the Rebbein Shalom made other Rishon after he was Choyte, and his guf became Pogum, and it was no longer a Klif Avodas Hashem, and that's why Nisa was Nigzah on him, the Gemara says, the pasuk says, that the Rebbein Shalom clothed other Rishon, Kostnas Oyer Vayabisha, Vayasla Kostnas Oyer, Oyer is with an Ayin. What does it mean? It means he made for him clothing out of skin. Remeir was able to see in clothing, in the dignity of man, beyond the ayin, beyond the skin, beyond the chitzonis. He was able to see the orah apnimi. The Goyim tells us that the reason why the Shivim Umois have karbonis on the 7 days of Sukkot, when we get to Shmini Atzeres, which is the day of celebrating with the Torah, we get to that one carbon, the one carbon of Nagilah v'nisma chaboch. It's that Aleph, the Shivim Umois have their world of Chitzonius, a world of skin, a world of oyer, skin deep. And we, Klal Yisrael, the Echod, the people of Echod, the people of Yichud Abayri, live in the world of oyer with an Aleph. Oyer with an Ayin, oyer with an Aleph. Remei b'sefer Torah shel Remei kosav kosnas oyer with an Aleph. That's why it says that Remei b'roiv chochmosu was able to be metayer sheretz b'mem tesponim. He was able to turn Tumas HaSheretz into Tahara. We live in a world where we have to know Tomei is Tomei, Torah is Torah. That's why the Halacha is very often not like Remeir. But Remeir was able to see the light, the Pnimius, in every single aspect of Choshech, every single aspect of Kol Hayoim Dover. And that's why he was able to get the Pnimius out of Acher, despite the fact that Acher was Dover Kulo in Chitzenis. He was able to bring out Bidolo Mashkem, Eteres Rabbi, the Pnimius of what his Rebbe had to offer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.